Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Mixed Coffee with Leslie, Ali, Judy. Is that the way we did it last time?
Doesn't matter.
Do not remember.
I mean, there's no particular order, so.
I'm glad Leslie goes first. That's
cool. I don't think Leslie's ever gone first. It's always been like alphabetical order.
Well, then it's a good change.
Anyways, today's conversation is actually quite related to our title of our podcast, talking about cafe culture, very relative. Did I say relative? I meant relevant. Anyways, so I have some trivia questions for you guys, for some cafe questions. So, number one question is about how many cups of coffee average do Koreans drink in 1 week?
In 1 week?
Yes.
Oh, wait, I have to do math?
All right, I'll just give you three options.
Okay.
9 cups of coffee, 15 cups of coffee, 12 cups of coffee.
I'll go with 15.
12.
Leslie, you're correct. Except it was a trick question because it's actually 12.3 cups of coffee.
Okay, well, that wasn't one of the answers given. So
I know, but I felt like if I said 12.3, you guys might have given it away a little.
You could have said 9.756.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, Fibonacci.
A lot of numbers to make up. That's true. Anyways, question number two. How many coffee shops, or over how many coffee shops, are there in Seoul?
A lot.
Number one is 20,000. Number two is 18,000. Number three is 16,000.
18,000.
16,000.
18,000 is correct.
Can't be like
over
the middle
18,000, actually.
It's a tie.
They're probably still counting, to be honest. I don't know when this article was written. Oh, it was written this year. January, so it's possible that there's more cafes now.
There's one coming up next to my university, so
there you go.
Coming soon.
Coffee cultures. Cafes are always changing.
So 18,001.
Question number three. What percentage of the Asia Pacific coffee market does Korea account for?
A lot.
6%, 8%, 12%.
I said a lot, so I feel like I should go with the highest number.
Going big.
I'll just say 12.
So far, it's been the middle one each time, so I'll go with the middle one.
Ah, this time.
Was it 8%?
No, it was 6%.
Oh, wow.
I know. Doesn't that seem low compared to the other numbers?
Well, which country has the largest share of coffee shops?
I don't think it's coffee shops as much. It's like coffee consumption, right?
I think it's coffee market. Coffee market.
Oh, I see.
So, like, everything.
I guess how much people buy coffee, how many coffee shops are there, et cetera, et cetera. Anyways, today, as I mentioned, we'll be talking about cafe culture. And I think some of the specific nuances, details about cafes in Korea in particular, I think that it's a kind of cafe culture that I haven't experienced fully anywhere outside of Korea. Although I'm sure, like, I've been to a lot of places with nice cafes. Like, I've seen in America where there's a lot of Korean Americans where they sort of make similarly designed aesthetics of Korean cafes, but I don't think I've seen such a big number of cafes as they are here, you know, cafes in every corner. Like, a lot of these cafes, especially in like hip trending urban areas, tend to have very like nice big aesthetics, and the presentation is amazing. Each cafe sort of has its own little quirks and styles. So this is kind of more like an icebreaker question, but since you guys have either both lived in Korea or still do, what has been like your favorite cafe or the most interesting cafe that you have been to in Korea, and why? I know there's a lot.
There's a lot, and personally I go to cafes because I actually enjoy coffee, and for me cafes exclude the very big portion of like chain cafes. I don't really go to chain like coffee chains. It's so hard to choose just one.
Someone I knew found this cafe in Hongdae where I don't remember what it was called, but they had all these really big white fluffy dogs. But it wasn't just a dog cafe. It was a cafe where you would sit and then the employees would open the doors and all of these huge fluffy cloud-like dogs would stampede towards
you. Oh my goodness.
It was this Instagrammable.
That's kind of insane.
I think I saw it. I really want to go.
Yeah, it seems like you're kind of
funny. I want to.
I love dogs so much.
I went to one like that, but in Thailand with huskies, and I felt kind of bad because Thailand is not a good environment.
Oh yeah, it's too hot.
Actually, wow, nowhere below like south of Canada is a good environment for huskies. Yeah, but I remember them just rushing at me, and I was like, oh my goodness, there's so many giant
One
huskies.
husky rushing at me would freak me out. All of a bunch of huskies rushing at me.
They're just balls of
Honestly.
fur. They're so cute.
Yeah, I don't know not now, like I used to really enjoy those animal cafes, but now like there's so many people saying like they're not treated well in Korea. There's not enough space, so I don't know how to feel about it. I might still go, maybe. Although actually, the cafe I went to yesterday, which I sent you guys pictures from, I didn't tell you the full experience. Actually, I think it was a lot more interesting than I at first expected. I only started going there because there was like nice pictures of drinks, like nice pictures on Kakao reviews. So for the reviews looked good, which is generally, I think, a way a lot of people find nice cafes. The photos looked really nice and there was good lighting. And when I first went up, I was a little bit skeptical because it was one of those, you know, those cafes that aren't like the door's not outside, like right where you can see it, but you have to climb up a bunch of stairs in like a slightly sketchy looking building. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, it's
Kind
like,
of.
oh my gosh, what
No?
is this place? There's like no street lights, it's really strange. And then suddenly it's like, wow,
Yeah.
beautiful cafe full of
I
people.
know. It looks like there should be some like insurance office there, but no, it's actually a cafe.
Where is it? Like, what is the location?
It's in Yeonnam-dong, or close to Yeonnam-dong, like kind of on the
Ah, okay.
outskirts of it.
Krosicha.
Yeah, I had to walk up a bit from Hongdae, but like it's called Gestalt, which is a German word for like shape or form. And the whole cafe was kind of themed around it. There were some like odd touches, like there was like a giant marble or fake marble bust of, you know, those like Greek statues.
In the German cafe, like sure.
Yeah. And then, but the interesting thing was each table had like a paper menu. You know those menus where you can check things off for like an order at a restaurant and they'll take it from you? It was like that, except they didn't take it from us. We just checked it off and then we gave it to the barista. It was like one single barista, like one person running the whole place kind of deal. We gave it to them. It felt so fancy. I felt like the menu was so fancy and everything was so fancy. Like I felt like I was in some sort of like luxurious experience. I gave him the paper with our orders. He took it. We paid for it, and then he made our drinks. It was one of those, you know, those nice places where they have like packaged those mu tissues, like the wet towels. Fork and knife came like wrapped up in paper, like it was a restaurant. It was very
Have
interesting.
I been here too long? I don't feel
And
impressed.
like it was really quiet. Like there were very few people. I don't think a lot of people knew about it. It's a bit of a hole in the wall.
Well, not everyone's gonna know about it.
I
They listen
know.
to it
Now
on our
everyone's gonna come
podcast, and
rushing in.
girl gave it away. All 18 listeners.
And honestly, like at first, I thought it was a little bit gimmicky because there's a lot of Korean cafes and a lot of just things in Korea in general where they like use random English words in places and they have like random definitions, like the London Bagel Museum or something.
At least they keep the theme for that
It's
one.
very like, yeah, thematic.
I mean, they keep it constant throughout the place, at least. But for other places, they say they have a certain theme. I don't have an exact example in mind now, but they say they have a certain theme, and then the object or like food or something in their cafe or place or restaurant, whatever, does not quite fit into it. So I appreciate when they actually keep it up with what they say they're doing. This German cafe sounds like it's okay. I think it's really impressive for me that I'm not impressed. I might have been in Korea too long, like too many cafes, but to me it sounds just like a very chill, cool place. And from your photos, I think I really would like going there. I don't think it's fancy though.
It's more like an experience because
Okay.
they also had these like newspaper things, like it, and it looked like they printed them out like regularly. On the front cover was like, what is Gestalt? It was like a short little blurb, and they had it in English and Korean, which probably means they translated it one way or the other.
Or they're marrying foreigners coming.
Or yeah, that's too. Or and then the inside was just like random like pictures and like facts and like these tiny little like articles. I was like, who puts this much effort into a
That's
newsletter
very
for a cafe? I
dedicated.
know. It's not even a chain. It's just like one place.
But you know, that's what I like about cafes in Korea and that are not coffee chains. And that's why I go to these very little hidden cafes because they have their own like soul, their own personality. And like you go into one and to go you go into this new kind of little special world in that cafe. So they create this kind of like their own world in a cafe. Like you go, like I have this cafe. I have two cafes that I really, really like in my neighborhood. So one of them is for me to study, and one for one I go for coffee and like reading, I don't know, just relaxing. And it's just the vibe of them that gives me that feeling, because the one I go for studying, everybody studies first there because it looks like a library. Like the owner has like a lot of books that he read, because I've seen him multiple times like reading books when he's not working. People there are just studying. Like he has lightning for every seat and sockets so you can charge, and so it's very much catered for students because there's a university nearby. And the other one is just very minimalistic. The coffee is really good. The music is very vibey. There's not much color going on. It's very woody, just like my I like aesthetic. And like it's so calm that you can just go there, enjoy your coffee, I don't know, think about some other stuff, read a book or something. I can go to this cafe for a specific reason, and I like that. That's cool.
Yeah. Let's see. For you, is there like something that draws you to certain cafes, or like what makes you go out to cafes, you know, as opposed to like studying at home, doing work at home, doing other things at home?
I like to feel like I'm part of the world, and being in a cafe is like an easy way to feel like you're part of things without actually having to work that hard to be a part of things. And you get to enjoy coffee. I actually don't like going to new cafes too much. I used to. I liked going to the same cafes, but then I also had FOMO at the same time. So I felt like, oh, I like going to the same cafe, but now I feel like I'm missing out because Korea has so many cafes. And it's not like, oh yeah, I can go to this other one, take the bus. No, you can walk next door and go to the next one. Like, there's so many, and there's always new ones. So I always felt like I was missing out, and then I would go to new ones when I didn't really want to. I remember going with a friend who knew the barista, and they would just talk very casually. And the barista also would just, he would be very casual talking with the customers, and he would sit down with people, and his friends would come in. They would just eat there together. And I just always liked that, like this neighborhood feel rather than this kind of uptight, like I am having a persona or like trying to show you a certain kind of feeling. But it's like, oh, no, I'm just here, you're here.
I don't think there's a, it's uptight. Like showing some kind of personality, like I feel that for like every like tiny little shop.
I'm not
That's a personality. I don't
trying
feel it's
to
uptight.
insult
No, it's like,
cafes. I'm just, there's a lot of cafes that do feel like they're trying to have a gimmick, and I'm not really a fan of gimmicks. Or like, I don't know. I just like want to just sit there. I just want to sit there and like drink coffee and just think and write, and I don't really want to be there for a gimmick, if that makes sense. And that's my personality.
No, but I see what I know what you mean about the like neighborhood cafe kind of feeling. There's one right next to my house that I've been to a lot, and like I know the barista. A lot of these really small cafes just run by one person. You just end up always seeing the same barista there, and you see like how much work they put in. Like he's really friendly to all of his guests, and this is kind of like a smaller neighborhood, so I think he has a lot of regulars. I like that feeling, having a neighborhood cafe, having somewhere you can always go to, see like familiar faces. Anyways, well, that actually kind of draws an interesting question, because this blog article about cafe culture in Korea, it poses this question of whether cafes in Korea, are they actually just coffee shops or are they meeting locations? Because what they sort of suggest is that for a lot of Korean people, cafes, the reason people go to cafes is actually to have conversations or to see people rather than just to, you know, drink coffee. I mean, there are a lot of people who go to do work, but there's also a lot of people who go there because like they want to go somewhere and talk after a meal, and cafes are like sort of the default. And there are some suggestions here about why, as to why people may go to cafes so much, but I want to ask you guys first, why do you think this whole cafe culture, like, why is it such a big deal in Korea?
So funny thing is that regarding to like how Koreans culturally like to have conversations over food, coffee, alcohol, name it. Like they need some kind of medium for them to have conversations. And there's it's funny because I read last semester, I think, I read an article about McDonald's coming to Korea. And you know how McDonald's likes to go in every country and then have kind of the same thing. It's a system that they put in place. And they tried it with Korea and it didn't really work in the beginning. And then they started to study like the culture, like what would it make it work for Koreans to go to McDonald's. And they realized that they just need a social place, because they realize that Koreans come into this place, and McDonald's is all about come, eat, go, fast food, right? But for Koreans, like they go to McDonald's and they would spend so much time there, and they realized it's just a social place. So they kind of started to agree on that, and that's how McDonald's kind of made it into Korea. That's one reason, which is very different in other countries. Like in my country, you go to McDonald's. I mean, except students who'd stay there for a long time, and like maybe people who work, they just go there to eat and then go out. But in Korea, it's just like any other cafe. I'm saying this because they pointed out the fact that in Korea, they like to have, I don't know, a meal, a coffee. They go out for like drinks, and that is like, I don't know, an excuse. I would say, I don't know if that excuse is the right word, but it's an excuse for them to have a conversation. Like it leads up to a conversation. Like when they have a business meeting, it's like, oh, let's meet at this cafe, and it's like a more casual place. And so it's very different than just like, oh my God, let's have a business meeting in this office. So I don't know. I think it's also like a cultural thing.
I guess I heard it called room culture before in Korea, where like anything you do, a lot of things you don't do at home. You wanna just like sing for fun, you go to a karaoke. Like I would just sing at home because I had the space and I didn't have neighbors who were close enough to care. Or if you wanna go eat, people will go out. But because places where people live in Korea are very small, usually, especially if you're a young person, you can't afford a really big place. So like anything you do, it's very like답답하다 if you stay in your room. So you want to go out just to, again, I guess, be part of the world. Perhaps I'm projecting my own feelings and desires on the entire population, but I think other people would feel that way. They just want to be part of things.
No, I think it was pretty spot on. Actually, that's exactly what this article talks about next. I know, dun dun
I didn't write
dun.
it.
Like, why cafe cultures are so popular in Korea, and it's part of it is a lot of it is
It's a la la
a
la.
la la
Sorry.
because
That
of
was fun.
the spatial restrictions at home. Like you mentioned, a lot of the young people, we live in very tiny apartments, can't really have a lot of people over and have like comfortable socialization, I guess, in the same way you can have at a cafe. But also, I think inviting people over to your home is like much more of like a special or sacred thing in Korea, especially like family homes. Like you don't just invite people to your family home unless it's like a kind of special occasion or like a really close friend. I think because of that, like a lot of young people find more places in public to spend time. Yeah, you're right about that, Leslie.
I also did it for the aesthetics. Like sometimes I try to be like all high and mighty, like I'm not there for that, but I have a desire, yes, to be just in the same place and growing a relationship maybe with the same cafe and the neighborhood cafe, and I like that. But I also do appreciate the beauty of unique cafes. So they have, I think a lot of people want to go out and they just want to see a European or a German cafe like the one you mentioned. They want to just be in this space that sort of takes them away from other parts of life.
I think I heard a Korean person say, you don't really have to go outside Korea. You have a lot of outside of Korea in Korea. So they kind of want to experience something different, but they need it in a familiar kind of place. That's what I understood from what that person was saying. Because there are so many different concepts, not just for cafes, like just in general, like places to go out that have different themes, like, I don't know, name it Greece, whatever.
Actually, that's a good point. Like you said, there's themed restaurants, exhibitions all over the country. There's like that French town that I still haven't been to, or the German town, all these towns.
There's that place in Paju with the Petit Prince and.
The Little Prince, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was in that drama.
Yeah, it comes up in dramas as well. And like, I heard
Love
people
from the
say, like,
Start
Korean,
and
even,
other
oh my God,
dramas.
it looks so foreign. It looks like Europe. And I'm like, oh, okay, I need to go see.
I will be the judge of that.
I can't say for whole Europe because Europe has so many different cultures and
Right,
aesthetics.
right.
Like but I mean, I can tell from like I've been to some countries in Europe and I can compare.
We know, like Koreans, we just lump Europe together the way some people would lump Asia together.
It's just, I guess it's normal if you don't know that much information about the place.
I just distinguish very simply between like Western and Eastern Europe.
It's a very big difference in aesthetics, at least.
But with that too, like sometimes this is off topic, but people can be so critical when people don't know, I guess, those details about geography or the world. I don't know all the details, but I also find myself being critical, like, what do you mean you can't tell the difference between Koreans and Japanese? And it's like someone who lives in the middle of the United States who's just like not met people from there and had no reason to really look into it before. And I think I want to have more grace towards those people and also towards myself, but I also don't I don't know that much about a lot of parts of the world. I know too much about Korea.
Yeah, that's why I said, like, it's normal to like lump together some things. It's not okay to like assume things. That's where I draw the line. But yeah.
That's a good attitude.
So, with the whole, like, I guess, fascination, or can't think of a better word, with these different, like, country-themed aesthetics, places, I do think part of it is like a way of traveling without really traveling. Korea is pretty far from places like America or Europe. It's hard to just do overseas travel a lot unless you have a lot of money. Definitely, like, people do travel more within like Asia, Southeast Asia. So like those kinds of things are more familiar to them. But in terms of like farther places, I think people want to experience that closely without actually having to go there. Maybe partly because of financial issues, maybe because of like time constraints.
I think it's both like financial and like time constraints. I think Korea is just it's pretty isolated, so like they can't just drive somewhere like people do in Europe, so they have to board a plane or a boat, and that takes time. But for plane, I think they just go to places that are very close because it doesn't take as much. But if they go to like maybe I don't know Central Asia, it takes a lot of time.
I'm grateful I've had chances to travel more. Maybe I should also try experiencing these things here. Pseudo travel. Yeah, the experience, as we've said. Like, I would say being in Korea, cafes are probably one of the biggest sources of draining my wallet.
That's true. And now I can go back to what you were saying in the beginning with the room being very small. So like, however much I would like to invite people, like I would do that back in Romania, but I don't have the space to have people over and like, I don't know, just enjoy a coffee at my place. I don't have like a place for them to like just sit around, like chill and have a conversation over coffee that I made. And it's way cheaper than if you would go outside. So I am kind of forced to go outside and spend that much amount of money. And it's not cheap. Like, coffee in Korea is not
Oh my
cheap.
gosh, totally. I remember there's like an Instagram page for foreigners as well that just makes a lot of memes that foreigners would understand in Korea. And one of them is like asking it, like you're asking yourself, where'd all my money go? And then it's like pointing to a coffee shop because you spend, I don't know, like $60 on coffee a month sometimes. Like I would have to put that much money aside for coffee because I knew that I would get frustrated staying in my home and I want to go out and drink coffee. Or I just get tired and I want to go out and drink coffee. Or meet friends and I have to go out and drink coffee. So, like, there's just so many, not just opportunities, but you feel like I have to kind of, in a way, spend a lot of money on coffee.
And I think I can only assume now that, and I said I don't like assuming, but so I'm guessing they're competing with countries that are large in terms of land, which obviously have more Starbucks
I was a
coffee
little, yeah.
shops.
No, I was, because I was a little shocked by the numbers, because this article says that Korean Starbucks has the sixth highest Starbucks price in the world.
I will say it's more here though. Ugh.
And like comparatively to a lot of other countries, that's pretty low minimum wage.
I don't know how to compare that because I see the chains everywhere. Like all of them are everywhere.
I
But
don't know. Korea has a lot. Isn't
we
Starbucks
do.
their biggest coffee chain?
I see it more than McDonald's.
Okay, I found an article, and we can only trust this as much as we know that it's the first thing that popped up on Google when I typed in biggest coffee chain Korea. But it says Starbucks is the top player in the coffee market in South Korea. They had like the largest sales. I remember I did a presentation on Cafe
The one
Bene,
that
though.
died?
Does anybody know Cafe
Oh,
Bene? The one that
so
died.
sad.
It died. It's
RIP.
so sad.
R.I.P.
I
Cafe
went to
Bene.
one recently. That was one of my wishes before I wishes. One of my wishes before I left Korea, to go to an old style because they rebranded three times since the crash. And I went to the old styled one, and they still had Christmas lights up, and I had like a spider web in the corner, and I'm like, this is great. I just felt so
Like old style
nostalgic.
Bene?
Old style
I didn't even
Bene.
know that was still a thing.
I expected
Oh my
like,
gosh.
yeah, I expected anybody from like any 2005, 2006 big celebrity to just like pop on in and grab a coffee with me.
I guess for Starbucks, to go back to it, for Starbucks, it is the coffee, but you know, they have so much merch. And people are so much craving that merch. Like, I see Starbucks stuff everywhere, and I don't know why. Like I get the tumblers and everything, notebooks and journals and you name it, everything in Starbucks, it's there.
And it's just like one of the places or one of the cafes in Korea that I feel more comfortable just like hiding in a corner and sitting there for hours and hours and knowing that no one who works there will care that I'm there. Kind of like similar to McDonald's. Like I think because it's a bigger chain and because the locations tend to be bigger in general, like I feel less self-conscious like spending hours there without buying an extra drink. Whereas if I'm in like a really small cafe and like I know it's like a small business, and you know, some cafes in Korea, they'll even have like time limits for you to sit there. Like I feel more self-conscious like doing work there for a long time.
Yeah, I get it. I have the same thing. And I think it's the same with me with chains and non-chains. Because when I go to like my neighborhood cafe and I've been there for like let's say 2 or 3 hours now, I'm like, oh my gosh, should I get another coffee or something? Because like I've been there a while. I don't know. It's they're usually smaller in size, so I feel like, oh my, am I taking someone else's space? I should at least grab another cup of coffee. But with like let's say Starbucks, I could sit there for like a whole day and no one would like care because they usually are larger and have so many
Yeah,
seats.
there's definitely, I think, a popularity of both chain cafes, bigger cafes, as well as smaller independent cafes because of those different reasons, I think.
But it's also the fact that a lot of people go to Starbucks to study and like not a very aesthetic place, right?
So picky,
I
this
mean, it's not
girl.
aesthetic for me.
Some of them are. There's a couple of nice
Some of
ones.
them are. I have my standards, okay?
Okay.
I'm kidding. I mean, I do, but I'm kidding. What was I saying? Oh yeah. It's like chain cafes have like a you know what to expect there, and it's like just the same everywhere. But like where you go to like a small neighborhood cafe, it's like as I said, they have their own aesthetic, and it's like I don't know, it's more personal, and that's why I think like they have like a personality. Like going into that, I'm like, oh my God, this cute cafe, this whole little world here, and like they just put so many like decor and make it so nice, and it's so aesthetic, and I think that's where the aesthetic can comes from. I don't know, to like just differentiate from one another, I guess. I have to look into that, but a lot of people go to these small cafes, yes, to study, yes, to have conversation, but most of them I see them, they take a ton of pictures because it's aesthetic. So they take a lot of pictures to post on Instagram. So that is one reason why people would go to cafes. Like they go to cafes, and if you see like I use Naver Map, and if you look on Naver Map, they show you like pictures of how the coffee would look like. I personally did that. Like I there's this cafe that had like a very popular Einspänner, the dirty Einspänner. Like Judy, we went to that
Oh,
cafe
what,
together.
the Harabaji, the grandpa?
The Harabaji Gongbang. And I went there again, and like I had this photo with the dirty Einspänner. I'm like, can I have this? Because it looked nice. Like I did it, guys. I did it. Because it was aesthetic, and I posted it on my Instagram. Like, what is going on with me? But like, yeah, it's just nice. It was actually really tasty. Like, it was really good. But like, you know, aesthetics are pleasing to the eye, and they're pleasing for a reason. And I don't know. I don't think there's nothing wrong with that. It's just something I observed.
I used to also be really into that, and I don't know. I am still really into it, but I think I've become kind of cynical, and I'm like, I'm not going to take a coffee picture now. I'm just going to be here in the moment. And then I'm just like, yeah, it's not my favorite way to be. But I used to on my blog, I would put every month when I would post, it's like the coffee, all the coffee pictures, like I would put them all together and make them into a collage or something. Because even if you just like throw your phone out there, like take a photo, sometimes these they're just so beautifully presented and the place is so aesthetic, it just makes this wonderful photo. I would have people back home being like, Leslie, oh my gosh, you find the most beautiful places. I'm like, I just walk down the street. It's like, it's just there.
That too. I feel like that it's so interesting how they put so much effort, just like Judy said with that cafe she went yesterday. Like they put so much effort into every detail in what like goes into like preparing like the coffee, like giving out, I don't know, small little things like a biscuit or something, but they all look so nice. I'm like compelled to take a photo, but like I'm so different and compared to you, Leslie, and I like taking photos and I like photography in general, and I like that's why I like
I'll regain it. I will.
that's why I enjoy going out to these cafes because they make me take photos and they take that side out of me, like that
Yeah.
creative side out of me, and
I think for me, it's like a mix, like
mix coffee.
mixed coffee? Like, if I go out to a cafe with friends to like talk, I get more self-conscious because I don't want the photos to become like the center of that. But at the same time, if I think that's why I actually like going to cafes alone, not just to be there alone, but to sort of like take my time, enjoy the experience, take pictures, and do that without feeling, I get very self-conscious about doing things in front of other people in general. And I think there's because I'm Korean, because I attach all these different like stigmas and assumptions that, you know, I look around and I see people taking pictures all the time, like everywhere. And it's like, it feels like this is what Korea represents or represents Korea. I don't like that feeling, even though like I know that like other people do it, and like I don't think anything of it when not Korean people do it, but still I think in my head I just like, yeah, take photos, but like take a lot of photos, and like just kind of seem like for like those 10 or 5 minutes the photo shoot is like
you take 1,000 photos, so pick one.
exactly. And like, I mean, I know that's how it works because that's how it works for me, but I'm very like, I try to be very like discreet or like very fast. I'm like, okay, done, go. Not because I don't care about the quality, but because I am self-conscious. I do care about quality. When I travel, that's why when I travel alone, like I'll take so much time. I'll walk down the street, stop every 5 seconds.
It's easier for me because I am socially anxious as well. I'm very conscious when I'm out. When I'm not alone, I'm not as conscious. Like when I'm with my friends, I mean, like, I'm like, oh, let me stop and take a photo of this whatever random building or something that I found. That's my take. But I guess being different is beautiful.
I honestly think for myself, I do care about what people think of me, but I do think I have a bigger fear of like judgment from people that I know personally. Like at the end of the day, that their opinion is what I care about. Anyways, that's another whole rabbit trail to go down.
Three socially anxious girls got together to do a podcast.
Woo! Fun!
Woo! But I'm glad I know this about you guys. It's interesting.
I'm glad I know these things about you guys too.
Aww. Let's move on.
Getting too cheesy.
Getting uncomfortable there.
And I'm the lactose intolerant one.
If I do leave, I'll miss cafe culture a little bit.
Yes, so I've been on the map, Google Maps, looking for cafes. And my main thing that I'm looking for is not the quality of the coffee, but the look of the cafe. And that's not something the Midwest cares about. So, like looking and I'm like,
you're an alien in Midwest.
But do they have good coffee at least?
I know I am. I feel like an alien.
I care about quality.
Care about quality. I will usually drink most anything unless it's burnt. Like if it's burnt coffee, it's just like, ugh. But if it's just like subpar coffee, I'll still drink it. Coffee's coffee. So I don't really care that much. If it's really good coffee, it's like a bonus. But the main thing is the punigi for me. I found out on Google Maps that they call it vibe, where it used to say like, I used to look for it, was it Naeok? Like the inside part of the cafe, I would go to that part of the photos on Naver and to see what the look is. And now I have to look for vibe. It's called vibe on the photos. So none of them have a good vibe so far.
That's sad.
Or maybe I'm just looking for, I need to readjust what vibe is. I don't know what to say.
Need to find like the Midwest vibe of cafes.
Yes, I just need to embrace the culture.
Embrace the Midwest.
The Midwest.
Embrace your roots. That's what I'm trying to do.
I should.
There was a question that was linked to something else we were talking about earlier, and we kind of trailed off of that, like we always do. But I guess overall, you know, like we say cost of living in Korea is cheaper than a lot of other places. But also, if a lot of the things we have to do involve like spending money outside, like is it cheaper?
It's cheaper.
Ultimately, it's cheaper than like rent is cheaper. Like when I lived in the US, like I would not be able to get a place on my own.
I guess we have different standards.
Yeah. Well, I think that's the thing too. It depends on like where you're coming from.
Come to the Midwest.
I'm coming from Eastern Europe, and I can't say for the whole Eastern Europe, but my country, pretty cheap.
I mean, Korea's gotten more expensive. Like, it now is a lot more expensive than, like, Southeast Asian countries. It's still cheaper than Japan. Japan is really expensive.
They still have good food.
Guys, I had kimchi today for the first time since I left. And it was really good kimchi, even though I bought it in American grocery store.
Oh, that's good.
Really good.
Did you have the bibigo one?
No, it wasn't bibigo. It was, okay. Like, chong... Chongo?
Ah, Chongo. Oh, Chongo is good. I
I don't
mean,
know.
they're all kind of good. I don't know. I don't have a favorite yet.
Why are you deep, girl, if you know all the brands for the kimchi? You're deep in the Korean.
Deep. I don't know the brands.
You are not
I don't even.
Korean.
My family makes kimchi.
I honestly think I have like a Korean taste because I really like when people ask me like what's your favorite Korean food? Like most foreigners would say, I don't know, like bibimbap or kimbap, and I'm like, kimchi jjigae. Like all the jjigae, just give me
All
the jjigae. And I'm
the
like, that's very
jjigae,
not very foreign.
I used to say Byohae Jangguk because I liked it and I also wanted to shock people because I knew they expected me to say bibimbap or
That is
something.
such a
I think
Korean.
someone even responded with like, oh, I thought you would say bibimbap. And I'm like, I know you thought I would.
Nowadays, I say gamjatang because I really like gamjatang.
I actually like bibimbap.
You are not Korean.
I mean, I do too.
I'm so not Korean.
Revoke your citizenship. Actually, don't do that.
We've established.
Wow. I think that happens though. Like other people, like if you didn't grow up with it or grow up, I don't know. I guess if you didn't grow up with it, it seems more interesting and more delicious, maybe. That's just me projecting. It's not me hypothesizing, perhaps. But like when people be like, Leslie, do you miss burgers and pizza? No, of course
I
not.
want burgers and
When I was
pizza.
in Korea.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I don't know. Is it? I'm like thinking now.
Take your time.
I think it's just, I don't know. Like, no, for me, like I do enjoy a lot of different Korean kinds of Korean food. It's like the old like harmony
Those are the
taste
best,
too, but
honestly. Like those little scrunchy places, those are the best.
okay, that is a truly like old Korean person thing to say.
See, I told you I have very Korean taste. So I go to like these
Leslie's.
little grandma
Yeah.
cooking kind of places, and I that's the best.
That's like more Korean than Koreans.
Huh. I mean, I taken Leslie to this very good
Anyways.
place, right? Remember in Chungmuro?
It's really
Like, it
good.
was a very small but very tasty place.
Our listeners can't see, but I was shaking my head very energetically up and
She
down. Yeah,
was
it
like vigorously. Vigorous head shake.
We should record these so they can like understand the
I
references.
know.
I am in my pajamas,
You're
so
very cute right now.
I'm very cute all the time. I don't know why you said that just now.
I'm gay. Make me look like a bad guy now.
Don't kick me out, guys.
You are no longer part of this podcast.
Well, you're not Korean, so.
You're not either.
You're not in Korea.
Yeah. Oh, I'm gonna cry.
Oh, okay.
No, I
Why are
won't.
we
I'm
doing
fine.
this to me?
I think we're slowly
What are
becoming
we talking about?
unhinged. Yeah,
Cafes?
this is a sign to wrap things up.
Regroup, guys.
Arrasta.
Regroup.
But did you have this is actually the most fun episode so far. But did you have other questions about cafes
I just feel
before?
like we talked so much and have so much
We always do that,
say that we really do.
I really would like to hear from our listeners, like, what do they think of our conversations? I really would like to have feedback.
I'll ask my brother. He listened to one of them before. He like quoted the episode to me, what I said in the
Oh,
episode
really? That's
before I
cute.
knew he'd listened. And I'm
Is
like, what?
it like, was it like good feedback, at least?
He quoted something I had said to me, like making the periphery the core and the core the periphery. You know, something
Oh, yeah.
like when I was trying to
Oh,
be high and mighty, and he's
yeah.
like, that's pretty good. Okay, thanks.
You were acknowledged.
By my brother. Yes.
That's important. Yeah,
It is important.
Cool. So our listeners, if you hear us and want to say something to us, we have Instagram. Can DM us there. Yeah.
We do. We are on Instagram. Maybe we'll do one of those like story, like ask us a question kind of
Do we
things.
have that many?
DM us. Leave us feedback. Let us know how we're doing.
Well, if no one else DMs us, I'll DM us.
I will. I will ask a question for myself. I'm like,
Yeah.
Alexandra, what do you think?
You girls are all so pretty. I was like, wait, they wouldn't know. They're just listening. Oh. I wouldn't be a good scammer. That's not my
We do
career.
live in a widely open world now. All of our Instagrams, our personal ones, are linked to the public ones, so.
Recording stopped. because of the damn governmental thing popping up.
What?
Yeah, you know, like every day someone's like, "Phew, this old man is missing. Phew, the air is bad."
Oh, okay. I'm not in Korea, so you guys get your cute emergency messages.
It's so funny when you just hear all the like ringtones on the subway and you know it's the same, everyone getting the same message. Anyways, I think we'll end it for there. I think it was a good conversation.
That was pretty fun. Like, I guess because we're all into like coffee, exploring things and learning more about Korean culture.
Thanks for listening. This was Mixed Coffee, and we'll see you again. Hear you again. No, you'll hear us next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.